Griselda, Griselda Chavez, Chavez 53081. And this is a 44-year-old woman who comes in today for evaluation of blood pressure, hyperthyroidism, increased weight, recent history of cholecystectomy, a ball that is under one of the scars of cholecystectomy via laparoscope mid-abdomen that she once evaluated. Period. Any paragraph? First of all, as far as immunizations are concerned, she hasn't had any recent immunization. As far as social, she's married, she has three children, been pregnant three times, doesn't smoke, doesn't drink. She cleans houses, she lives in Dallas, she's here today with her son. Medical surgery, C-section, and cholecystectomy. Cholecystectomy took place March 29th of this year. Family history, uterine cancer. Only thing that's positive, no thyroid cancer, no colon cancer. Colonoscopy, she doesn't want to do a colonoscopy, especially since her insurance doesn't pay for it till she's 50. Mammogram was done last year. Medication, the new medication list includes the following. Please make a list. Propranolol, 40 milligram LA once a day. Methimazole, 5 milligram once a day. Metformin, 500 milligram twice a day now. Patient is concerned about her weight. She wants to lose weight. We talked about GLP-1, and I gave her a name of a compounding pharmacy for a compounded GLP-1, but she thinks it might be too expensive, and she wants to try phenytoin because she's had good success with losing weight with phenytoin diet and exercise. So go ahead and add phenytoin to our medication list, 37.5 milligram once a day for 30 days only. Make a separate medication list and put allergy none on top. On exam, a review of system as above. On exam, Griselda is in no distress. She weighs 193 pounds, 98%, 99, 20, 70, 125, or 86. Heart positive, swamp positive, still lungs are clear, abdomen soft, neck shows everything, skin shows no ashra, and cluster with allergological non-focal. Number one, hypertension. She wants to take one propranolol a day, so I told her I'm going to change it to 40 LA once a day. This will help her with not getting too tired when she takes the second propranolol during the day. Next number, she wants to take phenytoin 37.5 milligram, number 30, given for a month. Next number, continue with methimazole. Next number, check TSH, free T3, free T4. Next number, in order to get her ready for GLP-1 treatment, we checked her thyroid, no family history of thyroid cancer, and no issues with thyroid nodules today. Next number, slightly fatty liver. Next number, the ball, in quotation, that she feels under her scar is just a scar tissue, no abnormality seen on the ultrasound. Next number, last blood test showed a cholesterol of 193. Next number, repeat blood work. Next number, last A1C was 6.2. Next number, to help her lose weight, I increased her metformin to 500 twice a day starting today. Next number, her TSH was 0.22. We're rechecking it today in the face of methimazole. Next number, continue with vitamin D supplementation. Next number, fatty liver. Next number, kidney looks good. Next number, again, thyroid shows no nodularity. Next number, come back in 3 months. Next number, check blood pressure on the Indrol LA. Thank you. Next number, leg pain, arm pain, minimal PVD noted. Thank you.